B'ezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, this is Amuna Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's episode, number 42, is entitled, Above the Stars. People ask me frequently if astrology is the real deal. Well, the answer is yes. The true astrologers and clairvoyants, they're for real, but with the following big limitations. Astrologers, they get their information from the stars. In other words, that's nature. They get their information from the natural map, the layout of the moon, the sun, the stars. Clairvoyants, on the other side, they're fed from the spiritual world, but not from the holy side, from the dark side of spirituality, what we call the sitracha. With that in mind, take into account that any advice or prediction from one of these people is toxic and very detrimental for a Jew, because it's like being thrown into the ocean with a one-ton ball of iron chained to your feet. It's gonna pull you down fast, and chances are very good you're gonna drown, heaven forbid. So all of our sages, they teach us, when a person clings to pure and simple faith and thereby connects to Hashem, he or she rises above nature and above the influence of the stars. Since Hashem dictates nature, and Hashem is above nature, so is Emunah, the pure and complete belief in Hashem, that too is above nature. Avraham Avinu, our forefather Abraham, he was the first Hebrew and the founder of monotheism. But Abraham was an amazing astrologer and clairvoyant. He could read the stars like we read the front page of the New York Times. He saw in the stars that he and his wife, then she was called Sarai, they were not only destined to be childless, but they even lacked the necessary physical apparatus for procreation. So according to the Midrash, Hashem scolded Abraham and told him to put aside the astrology and the star readings and cling to simple faith. Well, Abraham listened to Hashem, he did just that, and he became the father of Ishmael and Isaac and the patriarch of great nations. So today's message, like most of Emunah messages here on Emunah Beams, they're not only for Jews. A non-Jewish person can also uplift himself above the influence of the stars by fulfilling the seven Noahide laws. Here they are. Number one, to believe in Hashem. Number two, to refrain from any semblance of idol worship. Number three, not to engage in illicit sex. Number four, not to kill. Number five, not to steal. Number six, not to curse the Almighty, heaven forbid. And number seven, to establish courts of justice. So anyone who is willing to commit to these seven Noahide laws, when you stop and think about it, they're not too difficult, because a lot of people, they hold to them anyway. But if in addition to that, you're willing to set aside daily time to talk to Hashem in your own words and what we refer to as hitbodedut, or personal prayer, well, anyone that does that is going to uplift himself or herself above the grasp of the dark side and the forces of nature. Nature and the dark side aren't going to have any power over you. It doesn't matter who says what. So my advice to anyone, Jew or non-Jew, is to steer clear of any shape or form of astrology, clairvoyance, and especially seances. I want to tell you a really scary story from the first Lebanon War in 1982. There was a squad of 12 Israeli paratroopers, and they were drinking a late-night coffee in the barracks up in the north of Israel before crossing over the border into Lebanon. The next day, they were supposed to go into combat. But one of the soldiers was a clairvoyant, and he organized a seance for his buddies, where they ushered in the soul of their sergeant's deceased grandfather, and they asked the soul what's going to happen with them when they go into combat. Well, the soul said, "Tomorrow, you guys will be joining me." It was really scary. So one of the soldiers was so scared, he left his buddies, he went to a room all by himself, and he recited Psalms all night long, and he repented, he made tshuva the best way he could, he poured out his heart to Hashem until daybreak. When the sun rose, and the guys were supposed to mount up and cross over the border, this one soldier that made tshuva all night long, he broke out with a terrible fever, 104 degrees in Fahrenheit, which is 40 degrees in centigrade, and he was right away transferred to the infirmary. So without him, his buddies went on patrol the next day, and their ATC, their armored troop carrier, was hit with four RPG shoulder missiles. All 11 got killed. Well, the 12th guy, he was wise enough to escape to Hashem's open arms, and his life was saved. Emunah, tshuva, charity, and prayer, they're immensely more powerful than nature or conventional weapons. Nothing in the world can happen against Hashem's will. So leave the tea leaves and the coffee grinds and all the other dark side spirituality for the real deal. Strengthen your emunah and cling to Hashem. Because if you do, you won't have to worry ever again. You know why? Because emunah is a million times brighter light than all the stars put together. So may Hashem bless us all with simple and steadfast faith. Amen. God bless always.